It's Wednesday, and you know that means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center. Earlier in the show, Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta walked us through the changes that have been made in Michigan's fireworks law since 2011. Expanding sale of more powerful fireworks may have increased revenue, but it lit a short fuse of complaints about excessive noise. But griping about the noise of fireworks around the 4th is not new. In 1909, anti-noise campaigners were trying to restrict fireworks nationally, including making an appeal to Michigan's Governor Fred Warner. Here to tell us more about these early anti-noise campaigners is State Archivist Mark Harvey. So, Mark, who was behind this group and what was their name?
The person behind it was a woman named Julia Barnett Rice. The group became known as the Society for the Suppression of Unnecessary Noise, which I really want a t-shirt that has that on it.
You know what? I'm with you. Make me a t-shirt that says the same thing. So what brought Julia Barnett Rice into this battle to suppress unnecessary noise?
When you introduce that topic, you think, wow, that sounds sort of fringe. But she was a legitimate trained physician. She didn't actually practice, but she was a trained physician, had friends at the Bellevue Hospital in New York City. And those people that worked there noted to her that the tugboats in the harbor were really disturbing the patients at night. They were just blaring their horns all night. They were actually noting health effects of their patients because they weren't getting good sleep or they were startled. It was a real problem. And Julia looked at this and took it on as her crusade and went after the tugboat captains in force.
And she was living in New York City, which itself is a place with a lot of noise.
Yeah. And people characterized her society as an anti-noise society, which she always would correct them and say, no, we're a society for the suppression of unnecessary noise. We understand there's going to be noise. But deep down, I think she just didn't like it. She had her own house soundproofed. So I think she just didn't like noise. But she went after those tugboat captains and effected change through Bennett's Law in 1907. And if you were cited for sounding your tugboat horn unnecessarily, you were suspended. It was legitimate.
And it had consequences. So how did this get from, we need to stifle these tugboat toots, you know, in the East River or the Hudson River, to a national campaign that brought her to Michigan's governor?
Well, her success with Bennett's Law gained her the attention of influential people in New York. So she didn't waste a moment in going after her real nemesis, holidays. And she cited the four major holidays at the time. She listed them as Christmas, Halloween, Election Day, and then her least favorite, which she dubbed the Barbarous Fourth. And it was the fourth that she really put her crosshairs on. You know, I talk a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but she was really a pioneer in this. This is someone that is understanding the role of auditory disturbance in people's health. So that's significant. And she was mostly concerned about children when it came to the 4th of July. To the extent that she was able to get Mark Twain to be her chairperson for her children's branch of the society. So again, a person not to be trifled with.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, the national campaign was her writing to every governor in the United States, including Michigan's Governor Fred Warner, asking them to join her committee against the noise on the 4th of July.
So was she trying to stamp out fireworks? Was that the idea? Like she didn't want to just eliminate the 4th of July, but it was the fireworks aspect of it?
Yeah, so I don't think the noise itself was a compelling statistic. So she actually cites in her letter that between 1903 and 1907, over 1,500 people were killed as a result of the 4th of July. Now, if we really put that to the truth test, I think it's probably accurate that 1,500 people died on the 4th of July, but I don't think it was from fireworks. You know, that includes people being murdered, hit by a carriage or automobile, accidental death. She can cite those stats, but I don't think they relate directly to events of celebrating the 4th.
Now, did Governor Warner respond to this request at all?
Governor Warner did respond. And remember, this is a very influential person from New York City writing to a politician, asking him to join her national committee to help preserve children's health. So not a whole lot of wiggle room for his response. So he responded, "Dear Madam, I'm writing to acknowledge receipt of your esteemed favor. I take pleasure in complying with your request regarding the use of my name as a member on the National Committee for the Promotion of a Safe and Sane 4th of July. Yours very truly, Governor Fred Warner.
And you know what? That works. It says everything and does nothing.
Right? Right. You can use my name.
Yeah. And the fact that we are still discussing fireworks on the 4th of July means that the campaign didn't succeed.
Well, it succeeded to a certain extent because in 1931, when Michigan's penal code was written and codified, that was the first big penal code for Michigan. Smack dab in the middle of it is the prohibition of fireworks. It basically lays out that long arc of a law that affected me in my childhood, which this might sound familiar to you, Cynthia. Mm. It only made legal snakes, sparklers, and strip caps less than 0.25 grams of powder. So my cap guns, they just were never powerful enough.
No. And I had the same ones because playing cowboys was my life, and those little strips of caps, I remember them very
well. You had
to
use a hammer.
So if people are kind of gritting their teeth at the sound of fireworks and the like over the next few days, your spirit animal was Julia Barnett Rice, the head of the Society for the Suppression of Unnecessary Noise. That's State Archivist Mark Harvey with the Michigan History Center. Mark, happy safe 4th of July to you.
Happy, safe, and sane 4th of July to you, Cynthia.